Blog Talk Radio.
Because it talks about the original man, one and only, the black man. There could have been none after him had it not been for him. Thank you, everyone, for joining me, your host in the air chair today, running solo. My co-host, Mrs. Angela Thomas, is out on sick leave, taking care of her hubby. So you got me not to yourself today, though. So once again, my name is Rodney Smith, but I actually have a special guest for everyone today, Mrs. Candy Conda. We're going to bring her in just a second, and she's going to be talking about what is the title of our show, Life After Sports. And it's Life After Sports here in Las Vegas, and we're going to dive into that shortly. Let me give you a little brief background on our own voices, like, because we're going to go fast today because she got a lot to say, and I want her to have the opportunity to say as much as she can. Our Own Voices Live is a radio show here in Las Vegas based off of Our Own Voices, the print and digital magazine. Our mission, that's right, we actually do have a mission. Our mission here is to feature people and stories from our community in Las Vegas, the surrounding area, and someplace near you. America is the greatest country on earth due to its cultural diversity, and not in spite of it. Our mission is to help bridge the cultural and ethnic divide in America by working together to build the greatest bridge in history to unite us. Some of the ways we do it is with shows like Our Own Voices Live. Of course, we have Our Own Voices YouTube. As a matter of fact, if it's social media, type in Our Own Voices, and if we're not there, hey, send us a message, and we will be there. We also have, as I mentioned earlier, we are a spinoff of Our Own Voices, the print and digital magazine, OurOwnVoices.com, and we want to educate you on culture and history of all the various groups that make up this great country called America, and we want to educate ourselves. Hopefully you'll join us in this endeavor, and one of the things that we do to empower ourselves is to have events like what Mrs. Candy Condon is going to bring, here to Las Vegas, because it reaches our youth. And I can tell you that if you do not help the youth become adults, then there will be no more us. So if we want us to continue, if we want our progeny to have a better life, then we have to start training them now. And we know so many of our youth are interested in sports and athletics, but do they know what it takes to be in athletics? Do they know what it takes to survive once you are one of the very few to make it in professional athletics? Do they know the business of athletics? And here's one. Do they plan for life after sports? Well, we have someone today that's bringing an event here to Las Vegas at the end of the month that's going to help answer some of those questions and is going to help empower those youth. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let me introduce our special guest today, Ms. Candy Condon. Candy, how are you?
I'm amazing. And how are you? This is awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for thinking about our little city, Las Vegas. So everybody knows the name, but it is a little off the beaten path. And sometimes Las Vegas can even beat you down when you come here. But for the select few who will rise to the occasion, it is a treasure trove. And thank you for bringing your event here. Tell the folks a little bit about who you are, and then talk to them about this event and how it came to be and how you came to Las Vegas.
Well, I am an African-American Hall of Famer. I used to own my own women's basketball team here in Chicago, from Chicago, but I was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base for 4 years, so I have some Las Vegas history, stationed right there at Nellis many years ago. So, but I live in Chicago, and I used to own my own women's pro basketball team, the Chicago Twisters. And a lot of people don't know my head coach. She wasn't famous, but her husband's famous, and that's Ron Rivera. So Stephanie Rivera was our head coach, and Ron Rivera, who now coaches the Carolina Panthers, then a Chicago Bear. Like I said, that was her husband, and he coaches Caroline Panthers. I think 2 years ago, he was actually NFL Coach of the Year. So I went on to manage my team as well, and I'm in the African-American Hall of Fame for managing my team, but I actually owned my team as well. And so I, like I said, I'm vetted by the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm actually inducted in the African-American Hall of Fame for being the first African-American woman to manage a women's pro basketball team. But I went on to work in entrepreneurship and become an entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, which I've been doing for 20 years. And something in sports always called me back. And for some reason, the last 4 years, I've been getting more calls And I don't know why. You know, some of the players that played in our league, and, you know, they're just now getting there, going back to get their education, or they've had tragedies, or they had some kind of injury that just prevented them from being the great people that they were, or, you know, and then I started hearing more things that are close to home, more younger athletes committing suicide, not getting to the draft, not being a star player, or being a star player. Being a star player in high school and then sitting on the bench in college and then having their college scholarship be in jeopardy, or being redshirted for an injury in, you know, and losing a scholarship. And I've heard the gamut. You name it, I've heard it. I've heard of an athlete that was 6'9" who broke his leg in his junior year, and that took him out of the, you know, being a draft possibility. And, you know, his parents had weighed everything on that, and you can't really blame the parents, because once you've done that, I mean, my daughter's in entertainment. I can't even tell you how much money I invested. So once a parent gets invested, and it doesn't matter if it's sports or entertainment or golfing or lacrosse or whatever it is, you want to see it through. Your child wants to see it through, and you guys want them to be the best. But what we don't plan for is the just-in-case program. That's what we don't plan for. Just in case my kid doesn't make it, just in case my kid really isn't good enough, just in case they get hurt, they make it all the way to the bigs and then they get cut. And so we don't want to think about that, because we're trained to be warriors, and we're trained that that kind of thinking is negative. And why do we want to spend time worrying about something that may never be? But however, we have to, in essence, be prepared for that, especially in times such as now, because, of course, you can plan, but you can't plan the outcome. And that's just, you know, this is what it is. And so I wanted to find a way to put this to present this so that it was fun. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have a negative overview, but our student athletes and our students that are not athletes, I never played the game. I provided an opportunity for my women. And it's so funny when people say, "Where'd you play?" And I have to say, look, I played soccer for the Air Force, but I never touched a basketball. Not for real. I've made a couple of shots with some interviews and TV interviews and got really lucky. Like the whole time, I'm like, please go in. But I've been around basketball. My daughter played basketball for many, many years. I've just been around sports all my life, even when I was in the Air Force. You know, I was some way involved with all the teams and, you know, organizing the cheerleading teams and playing soccer and doing things. So I've always been involved around sports to some degree. And then when it came time for me to actually purchase a team, I was actually doing PR for a sports team, and it just so happened that I'd done so much. And I knew backwards and forwards everything that was going on with this league. They just was like, "Why don't you buy this? No one else can at the time." But so now here we are, fast forwarding to life after sports. I've been working on this in my head, how to deliver it, for the last 2 years. And finally, we did a trial run in December, and here we are with 7 states already doing this life after sports. And so basically we use professional athletes, former athletes, sports entrepreneurs, and celebrity moms to bring the message home that sports is amazing. You can make a living out of this. You can be drafted and do some of the most amazing things, but you also need to plan, have your plan be in place, and be actively pursuing that at the same time. So if you are an entrepreneur, stay being an entrepreneur the whole time, not just when you get a big contract or when it's all over. If you start branding yourself right now, start working on your social media. And so we have a plethora of athletes who and celebrity moms, and we got really lucky in Vegas because Quiet Storm Foundation, a.k.a. Kathy Watson, a.k.a. CJ Watson's mom, they're having an event where they are feeding the homeless for, I forgot what organization it is, in conjunction with, and I don't want to say the wrong one, but they're coming to feed the homeless, I think for Catholic Charities or something very similar to that, and they're going to be a part of our event. So they're going to be a part of our event on Thursday, a couple of the moms, and then a couple of them will be speaking on our panel on Saturday as well, which is at the Las Vegas 51's Cashman Field, 850 Las Vegas Boulevard, 12 noon to 3:30, on Saturday, April 29th.
Wow. So this is your baby, from, and it came up through your experience. But I think what you, one of the things that you mentioned in that was that you didn't play sports, but yet you are still in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And you went more for the business side of it. Oftentimes, folks may not think about that. And it sounds like that at your event at the end of the month, that's going to be one of the things up front that'll be a part of the discussion. How did you come to that decision to try to make sure that other people, especially our young people, get that information on this side of it versus once the contracts have dried up?
That's a two-part question. So back to me, I was not looking to be involved with a team. I had a magazine called Superfans, and I used to interview everything from the rodeo to rodeo, basketball, football, it didn't matter. I would interview coaches, players, individuals that were pursuing scholarships and find out all kinds of unique ways to help students find scholarships. Like there was this, we started our magazine because of Thurl Ladding's rodeo. After I had this long meeting at the time, you know, there was a lot of black rodeos. There was the black rodeo, and then there was Thurl Ladding's black rodeo. And Thurl Ladding was the Hall of Famer in black rodeo. And he said he was very instrumental in getting a scholarship program put into colleges, all even though they didn't have a rodeo program at their respective college, but they could still be part of the Thurl Ladding program and still get a college scholarship at whatever their respective college was. And I thought that's something right there, because Thurl Ladding was an African-American man who made sure that African-Americans that were in rodeo still got a scholarship. And I was like, you know what, that's clutch right there. And once I talked to him and I said, you know, there's a lot of kids out here that are in these weird or unique, I'm going to use the word digress and use the word unique sports organizations or this sport that's not really popular, but they still deserve a scholarship because they've given blood, sweat, and tears to that. So I've always kind of went for the underdog, and if there was a way for me to help, and I happen to run into a women's basketball team that was really kind of like a, they were what did they call themselves? They called themselves a, they weren't really on a league at the time. They were kind of like an exposition team. That's what they were. Kind of like the Globetrotters. They didn't really play a team per se. They were more of an exposition team. They went around, did tricks and things of that nature, but they were looking to get a little bit more serious because they had a couple of pro players on there or women that had been semi-pro, played overseas, and they wanted to be in, on a real league. And so I was actually interviewing them, and they said, maybe you can help us. I said, you know what? First of all, you guys have got to get a brand. I'm always, you know, I'm a brand strategist. I was, even back then, I was in the marketing and PR. So I said, you guys have got to let people know that you're out here. And so we worked on getting their brand out, letting people know who they were, what they were doing. And as a result of that, they started to take it serious, and there came a league that was looking for a Chicago franchise. So they said, we want this. So we put together actually a financial team, which was about three ex-NBA players, and then we put together the administration. I did the administration. I was the front person just for the purposes of getting the team in place. And then the NBA guys dropped out. They really, you know, there wasn't enough money at this time. The league only cost the franchise only cost $40,000 back at that time. And so it just wasn't enough money in it for them in the end. And so they dropped out. So the league was abandoned. And so what happened is the team was abandoned. And so the league came to me and said, look, you know just as much as any of us, and there's a lot of people that really hadn't played that were also owners on some of these teams. So that was not really, it was like, it's about providing an opportunity. So once I felt we had a really good coach in place, and that was Stephanie Revere, who was actually coaching at Trinity at the time. I think it was Trinity up, they lived in Northlake at the time, somewhere up north. And then I said, once we got a really good coach in place, as long as we have a coach, I can do the, I was already an entrepreneur, I was already a business person. I could take care of the business and the things. It didn't matter what it was, if it was sports or whatever. And so I fell into it, if you will. And the business of managing women was the hardest part, because women basketball players, especially at that time, were, you know, they were really kind of like used to doing their own thing. They had managers and they had coaches, but they kind of ran the team a lot. So when it came that we had this kind of formal organization where we have a coach, we have a manager, we have an owner now, and she's going to enforce the rules of this league, I had to kind of fight with them a lot. So, fight with them about dress codes, fight with them about you name it, you know, the hotel rooms and traveling and things of that nature. And I was a military person, so I was very, very strict on a lot of things. I, you know, held my ground on what I held my ground on. Once they got to know me and we had our play time, we played hard. But when it was time to work, we worked hard. I made sure that they played in the, they practiced in the most upscale facilities, so they enjoyed some of the other perks that were put in place, as now having a team owner that was more business-minded, but they also, like I said, were used to kind of doing things their own way. But now, you know, so my one thing that I wanted to do for all these young people when I decided to come back and do life after sports was to show them that you can still work in sports even if you've never played that particular sport, number one. Number two, you can reinvent yourself, because I didn't even do anything sports-related for many years until I was inducted in 2014. I was a brand strategist. I had a public speaking tour. I taught branding and entrepreneurship, and I taught people how to reinvent their brand. And once I got in the Hall of Fame, then, of course, I started using – I reinvented my brand to morph the Hall of Fame into it. And I was like, I'm Candy Conda, brand Hall of Famer. I'm also a brand strategist, international speaker. And I started incorporating it because I did not want the fact that I knew I was the first and the fact that I knew I had really ingested a lot of time and money and resources into this league. I didn't want it to die. I didn't want the legacy to die. So that's why I intertwined my my regular brand and my Hall of Fame brand together. And that's kind of how we got there. I hope I answered your question.
Okay, so we only got a few minutes left. So what I want you to do now is talk more about this event that's coming up here in Las Vegas. So I want you to tell them what it is, where it is, give them the contact information, and some of the people that are going to be there and their relevance to this activity.
Awesome. So we have our most of the time we use local speakers, but we have some out-of-town speakers that wanted to be on this event. So we have Peyton Wilborn, who is on the show, the Lifetime show Bringing Up Ballers, who has a son in college, who they show on the show her trials and tribulations of getting him a college scholarship and choosing a college. So that's on Lifetime. You guys can see that on demand. I think the last episode was last week. We have Kathy Watson and Pam Long. Pam Long is Rip Hamilton's mom, one of the mothers of professional basketball, and Kathy is also part of that. I always call them NBA moms, but part of the mothers of professional basketball. They're going to be on our moms panel. Then we have Alexis Levi, who is a Chicago owner, first woman owner of a man's professional basketball team, the Las Vegas Stars. She's going to be there. Steven Sales. I always do that. Steven Sales, who is worked in professional baseball and first African American trainer. We also have Kenyon Glover, who did 3 years as a Milwaukee Buck NBA, who's also going to be hosting the event. And then we also have we have two other media hosts. Don Stinson, who is a radio talk show host from Atlanta, is going to be here, DNA Sports, and Charles Hurd, who is an ESPN correspondent and former NFL player. And so we bring in former players, current moms, anyone that can give information to the young people on how they get to the next level, how they get to the next step, how to handle branding, entrepreneurship, social media, not having their own nonprofit, and just really, like I said, preparing for the what if as they approach the sports of their dream. And even if they're not in sports, they can come and network with these amazing people and still talk about branding, entrepreneurship, and social media. It's going to be at Cashman Field, Las Vegas 51, Saturday, April 29th, and they can either contact me at 312-285-8929 or go to LASVegas.eventbrite.com.
Okay, give it to them just in case, because somebody was probably trying to get the pen to write and looking for a notepad.
Okay, you can contact me directly at 312-285-8929. You can purchase tickets at LASVegas.com. eclipsetheater.eventbrite.com. And also on Friday, we are going to be at Eclipse Theater. Actually, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be at Eclipse Theater. I think it's 814 South 3rd Street. On Friday night is our invitation only meet and greet, so they can call me if they would like to be a part of that. And we're going to honor 9 women trailblazers from the Vegas area. And then we're going to be there during happy hour on Thursday, also doing some raffles and from between 4 and 6.
All right. So, folks, you heard it right there. You will not only get to meet some amazing athletes, but you also get to meet, well, of course, Candy herself, a Hall of Famer, and get a chance to talk with her. And if you want to learn more about preparing your child for the athletic fields, if you want to learn more about what you should expect if your child is selected, but here's something, you'll get the chance to hear from firsthand from people who've been there and done that, that can share their experiences and maybe help guide you through the process or your child through the process, or maybe someone that you know. So, Candy, one more time, give them the events coming up Thursday and Friday at the Eclipse Theaters and the actual date of the youth event.
Friday at Eclipse Theater from 7 to 10 p.m., and that's going to be our meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And the recognition of our 9 women sports trailblazers in the city of Las Vegas. Saturday at Cashman Field, 850 Las Vegas Boulevard from 12 to 3:30. They can get tickets at lasvegas.eventbrite.com. If there is someone that has a hardship, they can call me at 312-285-8929. And we do have hardship tickets because if there's someone that has a youth that they think need to be there, we want them there. We really don't plan to turn anyone away. So they just have to call me and at 312-285-8929. And that's Saturday, April 29th, Cashman Field, Las Vegas 51s. Free parking, 850 Las Vegas Boulevard, 12 noon, and we'll see you there.
Okay, now I'm looking forward to the event. I think this is a great opportunity for many of the youth here in Las Vegas, and even for those who want to give back. It's a great networking opportunity. We know we have many nonprofits and youth sports teams and leagues here in the city as well as the county. So it's a great opportunity to come out and network with your peers and share some of your experiences and maybe even help build up whatever it is that you do, because maybe there'll be someone who comes that has a baseball or a football team and is looking for others like them to play with. So come on out, and for you business entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship really is entrepreneurship. So come on out and get some of this information, because it may be able to help you in whatever it is that you are doing. Now, Candy, do you have a Facebook page that people can go to also? Are you on social media?
I am. I'm on social media. I'm glad you said that, too. I was like, oh, I hope I get one more minute. I'm on social media everywhere as KC BizBoss. That's Kansas City. KC is in Kansas City. B-I-Z, 1-Z, 2-S's. KC BizBoss. Everywhere on all social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, everywhere, you name it, I'm there as KC BizBoss. But we do have a page on Facebook. If you search Life After Sports, we have 2 pages. We have Life After Sports and Life After Sports Las Vegas. And either one of those will have the information in it, as well as I put a flyer in Our Own Voices this morning. The other thing is important is that we have vendor booths. We have vendor booths for people that want to sell. We have 2 or 3 vendor booths left. We also have vendor booths for people who do not want to sell, just want to provide information. Those are about $15 cheaper, but we do have 3 vendor booths left. We would love for you to take one of those off our hands. And, I want to say this one last thing, and I think Rodney said something. I'm going to embellish it a little, and that is this. Every single time I do something or I go to another city or I go to an event, I meet that one other gym that I didn't expect to meet. I met a gym. Just sometimes you have to show up. Sometimes you just have to show up. You have no idea what showing up will get you. And I'm just an open person. I always think that, you know, here comes yet another blessing that I didn't expect. I went to an event a couple of weeks ago and met a woman, who introduced me to Jeff Hoffman, who's the billionaire of Priceline, and who gave me his personal information and told me to call him. So I'm saying this to say, you never know who's in the room. Sometimes you just got to show up. And if you're tired of doing the same old thing with the same old outcome, this is something different, because all of us are coming from all different places, and we all want to make sure that everyone has an amazing time. And I'm there too, to meet my next, I'm looking for my next person that I'm supposed to meet, my next billionaire entrepreneur friend. Or, you know, I went to an event in February and met someone that's building an app for me right now. Who knew? So you just never know. All I have to say is just show up.
Well, you know, the victory is for the man who is in the arena.
Absolutely.
You have to be in the fight in order to win the fight. The victory can only be yours if you're willing to be a part of it. So this is an opportunity for you all to come out. As Candy said, you never know who you may meet, and you just never know who's going to be there that can help you do whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish to take it to the next level. Well, Candy, did we leave out anything? Did you get everything in?
I got everything in. I got the vendors was my last thing. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew we had vendors left. Other than that, I think we've just nailed it.
All right. Well, great. Well, everyone, I know our show was a little out of time sequence today, and this was a show that I had really wanted to plan it out and get it on the air, because I do think that this is something that's very important for our youth. Las Vegas is one of those places that it doesn't have everything that the big cities may have back east and in the Midwest, but that means it gives us the opportunity to create it, to make it, or to bring it here. And this is one of those things that is being brought here to us to help us. So I hope that you all will all come out and help celebrate the children, get a chance to meet and greet some of these former and current professional athletes. And just maybe one of those young people that you meet there will be the next big athlete of the very near future. So, Candy, give them the information one last time.
My number is 312-285-8929. You can email me at kcbizboss.com. The website is laslasvegas.eventbrite.com. That's Saturday, April 29th at Cashman Field, 12 to 3:30 p.m. And that's for that's really the best contact. I don't want to give you any more than that and confuse you guys. So, you know, you can reach me on all social media. I post every day on Instagram, Twitter. We have two Facebook groups. We have our general our national Life After Sports page, and then we have a Life After Sports page, Las Vegas. And if you search it on Facebook,
right,
it will bring it right up.
And I hope to see you all at the Eclipse Theaters. I believe that's Thursday and Friday night at Happy Hour
Thursday at Happy during Happy Hour, and Friday at 7 to 10.
All right, everyone. So you have multiple opportunities to participate, come out and have some fun, meet and greet some people, and learn something, and also spend time with our youngsters. It is about the youngsters. Well, Candy, thank you so much for sort of coming on to the show on the fly and taking time out of your very busy schedule as you're sort of taking care of some of the loose ends that always need to be taken care of when you're throwing a major event like this. I look forward to seeing you when you come in town, and I'm knowing that Las Vegas will turn out for you and that this will be a great opportunity for you as well as those future athletes out there in our fair city of Las Vegas. Well, everyone, you have been listening to another show of Our Own Voices Live. Our Own Voices Live comes to you usually every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Look for some upcoming shows. We're probably going to do some more specials like this because there's so much happening. So once again, you can find us on Facebook at Our Own Voices Live. Come there and leave us a comment if you have more questions about today's show, or you miss some of the contact information for Candy, you'll also be able to find it there. Once again, my name is Rodney Smith, sitting in behalf of my co-host, Mrs. Angela Thomas, and today's show was entitled Life After Sports, youth event, and it is coming to Las Vegas next Saturday. I look forward to seeing you all there and seeing you all back here. Once again, this is Rodney Smith. Be safe and find someone, let them know that you care, and find someone that's close to you and give them a hug. You just never know what another person is going through, and sometimes just letting the person know that you're there for can make all the difference. Until next time, everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Bye-bye.